Energy Stew with Peter Roth, Thursdays at 8 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And in this show, we're going to expand the moment. You think this is only a half an hour show, but what you're going to soon realize is that it's infinite. This is a special show. We're going to climb into the moment and expand it. And to help us do that, we have the author of a book called Expand This Moment, John Selby. John, welcome to the show.
Hello, Peter. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you could join us. It's a fascinating approach you've taken to help all of us climb into the moment and be there in a way that allows us to regenerate, perhaps, renew, restore, find peace. It's really a wonderful opportunity, and I've really enjoyed your book. You are doing this almost in place of traditional meditation, aren't you?
You know, I'm 65 now, and I've been through the whole process of working with traditional meditation, and this method has expanded out of that training, but also out of my work as a cognitive psychologist. I basically tried to bring these two traditions together, and most people actually have great difficulty learning how to do traditional meditation. And so I'm sure you find this too in your work, that we need to meet people where they're at and provide them with tools that they actually can use. And so this meditation program can actually be done in just 3 minutes. It's designed to be used on the go, at work, and it can also expand. Once you get through the initial process of the meditation, you're certainly welcome, as I do every day, to allow that moment to expand and to stay 15 minutes, half an hour, even longer in meditation. What's important to me is regularly making that cognitive shift out of the past, future thoughts that we're all consumed in, to bring our attention back here to the present moment.
Great. Actually, there's a bit of a vibration in your voice. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm not, but I'm on Skype, and sometimes Skype is not so good.
Okay. Well, it's all right. It sounds like you're speaking from somewhere out in the sky.
Skype. Yeah. Maybe I am today.
Well, that's good. So I've been fascinated by the process that you've created for this. I understand you received this process. It came to you at one point in an awakening.
Yes,
of yours.
Yes, it's fair to say, you know, I'm a quite sort of non-esoteric, Zen fellow, but it is true that this condensed process, after years and years of working as a psychologist to develop something like this, it did finally just come to me, as we would say, out of the blue. So yes, I feel I did receive it, and passing it on.
Well, it's very usable, and it really helps a lot. I have meditated in my life more often not, and I've had some incredible meditations, but I don't seem to be chasing them and seeking more and more of that. I do work in, I'm an intuitive by trade, so I do work in an altered state a good part of each day. So maybe that's part of it, but I have trouble sitting and feeling that sense that a lot of good meditators can get into. So I'm glad to have read this book and see that there are ways of just being present in moments of stillness that are, and you, your guidance in this is very helpful. And this is like an active meditation. This isn't a stillness. This is, I mean, it gets you to a place of receptivity. And yet you lead people through 12 different steps.
Mm-hmm.
And each of those steps is part of a process that takes you to an end result of actually then moving forward with positive action. And so I'd like to just go over some of them. It's only a half-hour show, even though we're turning it into infinity. I want to look at these with you and kind of ask you some questions. And right away, the first step in entering into this process is a phrase, I choose to enjoy this moment. And let's just say that you're not in an enjoyable moment. Let's say that you're really unhappy in this moment, stressed, anxious, and all of a sudden, the first thing you're facing is, I choose to enjoy this moment. That's kind of a leap.
Yes, and these focus phrases are designed to aim our attention in the direction that we would like to go. They're not affirmations. They're actually statements of intent, of how we would like to feel and where we would like to be aligned in our lives. And the power of focus phrases is that it's actually our ego voice that says these focus phrases. I'm a great lover of my ego because our ego decides every moment where we're going to focus our attention.
Right.
And that's the crucial decision that we make every moment, because where we focus our attention determines what's going to happen in our lives. So these focus phrases, step by step, aim our attention progressively deeper and deeper into our true source of inspiration and intuition and healing.
And that's what's so great, is that you go deeper and deeper in only a few minutes.
Well, what I found is the longer you dwell on any one of these focus phrases, the more likely you are to drift off into thought. And so I'm simply using sort of a judo technique here. Most of us tend to drift off into thought all of the time. And the first step in meditation or in becoming more aware and more here is to quiet that flow of thoughts through the mind. And the first four focus phrases, in just like a little over a minute, actually quiet the flow of thoughts through the mind.
Right.
And to do that, actually through a psychological process, mm-hmm. by focusing your attention on sensations in your body. You notice the second focus phrase is, I feel the air flowing in and out of my nose.
And that's simple to do. Yeah, it's a simple step. And all of a sudden, you're not focused on what you're stressed about or anxious about. You're focused on your nose.
Exactly. And actually on an event happening, sensation that's happening in the present moment. So all of a sudden, with just one focus phrase, you bring yourself here. For me, the simple way, you know, like a good mathematical equation, the shorter that you can state it, the better. So in my studies of the meditation traditions, what I found is they have a lot of convoluted, very often difficult ways of arriving at this point. And for me, in our modern day, let's cut to the chase. And the chase is always, if you are not aware of the air flowing in and out of your nose, at a very deep psychological level, you're not here. And everything happens here. So for simple success and well-being and healing, all of the rest, that first act is to bring ourselves here.
Right, and it's really the here you're talking about is the most simple here that you can be. I mean, you can certainly watch yourself worry, and you can be here worrying. But at least this isn't as worrisome unless you've got some sharp pain in your nose. So this is a quieting time of being present.
And then if you stop right there, which like Buddhist meditation, just as you watch the air flowing in and out of your nose for half an hour, your mind is going to drift. So I immediately, like on the next breath or so, expand that experience by saying, I also feel the movements in my chest and belly as I breathe. And all of a sudden, you just said it, you do it. Ah, and they drop down into the torso and actually get out of the head into the body. And we're basically almost here. And then the next focus phrase really fully does the job. I'm aware of my whole body at once here in this present moment.
I like that a lot. It's the larger presence of being.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Oh, just that, for instance, at work, the power of charisma, the ability to cooperate and work with people, to feel empathy, this is a whole body experience. And if we're not here in our whole body, we really cannot radiate that positive sense of charisma and enthusiasm and cooperation. So we can very quickly shift ourselves, even in a stressful situation at work. You can say these focus phrases to yourself. Nobody knows you're doing it. Do it wherever you want to be. And something happens that really brightens your mood. And to be quite honest, most people want is to feel better, right? we make it very complex. But people who are feeling good succeed, have friends, they're more healthy. And this is just the direct route to regularly over and over bringing ourselves back into a feeling where we can actually feel better.
And you do a lot of business consulting, so you do work in the corporate realm where this is very important. And what it feels like, it's how would you feel if you meet somebody who's being present and they're just totally open and totally there,
yeah,
and you know that you can interact with them because they're present. So many people aren't.
Right. And one of the focus phrases later on is an amazingly powerful one. I accept everyone I know just as they are.
And that's not always easy.
Well, the funny thing is, it really is a drain to go around judging people. The more that we realize we have the freedom just to accept people as they are, the easier life is, because we're not trying to change them. We're not judging them. And as soon as we accept someone just as they are, love flows. When we're in judgment mode, you can't be in love mode and judgment mode at the same time.
Well, you had skipped on to number 7, and we had originally done the first 4, and then you skipped past 5 and 6 and got to 7. So my feeling is that there's a couple of steps we're missing here in understanding how we can get to accepting everyone I know just as they are. Because,
good point, Peter.
Because number 5 is I'm ready to experience the feelings in my heart. So that's kind of more about accepting myself.
Yeah, and not to try to change how you feel, but just to look, really look and say, okay. Because the first one said, I choose to enjoy this moment. And at that point, you realized maybe, hey, I feel terrible. So the next three move you to the point where you're in your body, and you, first of all, just look and experience the feelings in your heart. And often it's in your gut and your throat also, in the body.
And
the key thing always is that this process is based on a progression where you continue to watch your breathing as you move through them. They actually don't mean anything if you're not aware of your breathing.
That's why it's important to read the book, because you might misunderstand how to work with this and lose track of really being in the process. One thing you talk about when you get into the chapter on experiencing your heart is that you have a list here of ways of identifying feelings. So I found that very helpful, because you can say, okay, experience your heart, and you go, okay, what does that mean? How do I do that? You know, my heart, it's beating, I guess. I don't know. Well, you know, and here you have it, you know, you feel contracted or expansive or anxious or trusting, heavy or light, bad or good. I mean, there's a list of ways to judge one way or the other how your heart is experiencing itself at that time. And I think that's helpful just to, you know, to be able to identify and then allow.
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
So I think right there we get into a place where we're aware that there are things to be aware of, but this is more about just being in the experience of it and without judgment.
Yeah, because when we're just in the experience of it, when we focus our attention where we hurt, healing happens. I'm sure you found that in your work. That's the core process for emotional healing, is we must focus our own loving attention where we hurt, and then we can begin to heal, actually to integrate that old pain and to accept it. And in the process of accepting it, transformation happens. As long as we're fighting the pain, we can't heal.
That's beautifully said. Thank you. And let's go, let's take it to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
I let go of all my stress and worries and feel peaceful inside. And that helps. That helps the healing process, doesn't it?
Yeah, people don't realize that they can actually say it and do it. We actually have amazing choices. We do not have to stay focused on anxious thoughts about the past and worries about the past and the future. We can actually come into the present moment and just say to ourselves, I let go of all my stress and worries and feel peaceful inside. And of course, it takes a few weeks to actually master this process. I'm not an instantaneous process here. All of life is a process, but every time that someone moves through this focus phrase process, they actually get better at it, and they go deeper. And another amazing thing is that you will never have the same experience twice, even though they seem quite simple. You are always new. You are always different. So the experience will be different.
Well, being able to find an inner peace is not that easy for a lot of people. I remember I was talking to a woman who was 96. And when I speak with people that old, I usually ask them, what's their secret? And this woman said, my secret is inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Good for her. And so it's something to strive for. But then again, and you bring it up in the book, we do have our survival mechanisms going. And we're not saying to people, you don't, and I, you know, I have a consulting practice where, you know, I often help people understand that their fears and their worries are important survival mechanisms. It's just how much power do you want to give that survival, and how much can you let go of it and still feel that you're going to survive.
Yeah, and also, I've done loads of work with the fear response, primitive fear response and so on, amygdala. And what we found is that when we're worrying, we actually physiologically, mentally, become less able to deal with present moment challenges. So too much worrying about the future actually reduces our ability to survive in the present moment.
Sure.
If we're caught up in anxiety all of the time, we dysfunction. So it's actually a responsibility in terms of survival in the present moment to not get too engaged in worries about the future.
Right.
And once again, we do have the power. Once we exercise these cognitive shifting muscles, we can regularly shift out of those worried thoughts, bring ourselves back into the present moment, because this is where it's all happening. This is where we survive, not in the future.
And we don't know the future.
Yeah, we're just imagining it.
Right. It could be anything. It could totally shift in 2 seconds,
yeah.
And all that worry was for nothing.
Exactly. And And it will only shift based on the fact that we bring ourselves into the present moment and, in fact, participate actively in the present moment, because we are determining our fate right now. That's why it's so important to expand this moment and to be here and participate, and actually to participate not in fear, but to participate with compassion and courage.
And that's why we can get to that number 7 that you had said, accepting everyone I know just as they are, because we've already put ourselves in that position, that we're in the present without judgment, because, as you say, that's all we've got is a present. So why can't we meet everyone else in the present that way?
Yeah, and it's very interesting to note that everyone that we're meeting right now in this present moment, the reality is that's who they are. And if we judge them and don't accept them as they are, you're actually in denial. And I come from a cattle ranching background where one of the main lines was, nobody fights reality and wins. That if you're dealing with a person who's even just terribly obnoxious, if you're in denial, if you're not accepting that person, you can't deal with them. But if you accept, okay, that's that person, I accept you, then you can interact more successfully with them.
Right. And there's a book by Byron Katie called Loving What Is.
I love Byron Katie. That's wonderful work she does.
Right. And it's a hard place to get to. That's why it's good to have these teachers and authors around who point the way and say, no, this is how you can do that.
Yeah, you can see her influence on my work, I think.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
So now we come to the 8th technique here, and it's I honor and love myself just as I am. And I think we've kind of found a way to hold that already, haven't we?
It's been moving toward this. Yeah, it's a progression.
Yes, and that's and what I love about this. The progression makes it easier to enter into the next step.
Yeah, and once we go through those 8 first focus phrases, those are all actually preparation to fully quiet the mind. We've now actually quieted, brought ourselves into the present moment, pretty much dealt with the judgment of fear that makes us feel bad emotionally. And right at this point, which is about 2 minutes into the meditation, we reach the point where we are ready for deep opening and meditation and receiving with the focus phrase, I am open to receive.
Now, what I like in the book is that you differentiate receiving from praying. And
from traditional praying, where we're talking all the time to God.
Right, or we're asking rather than receiving, because that's putting it out there, and this is totally open to whatever.
Yeah, I think that there is certainly an infinite, compassionate, creative source in the universe that knows what we need. Our challenge is to come into the present moment, because that's the only place where spirit inflows, is the present moment. And when we're in the present moment, we can actually contact that deeper, intuitive, spiritual wisdom and guidance.
What you just said is so rich. It's so important. It's amazingly how important it is, you know, I call it trusting the process.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so it's beautiful, because there is that, I always say that the universe knows best, and because they know more than we know. So if we can surrender.
And all of the religious traditions say that, not my will, but thy will, you know?
Right. That's beautiful.
And if we, And then the tenth focus phrase is the ultimate in terms of looking inward. And it's a tremendously powerful thing to do, to say, I feel connected with my source.
Wow. That's a real allowing. That's
to feel
so perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if we're not, if we go through the whole day and never hold that thought in our mind and really open to feel our connection with our source,
Right.
Chances are we won't.
And
these
some
focus raises are just, they're so, you know, everybody wants all of this. There's nothing on this. All of these focus raises are basically the universal human need and desire. What I'm talking about in this book is how to take charge of our own mind and regularly aim our attention in directions that deeply nurture us.
Right. Now coming back to number 10, I feel connected with my source. Some people have a very visceral experience with that, as you talk about in the book, of your own experience. And and some of us don't know how to relate to that, to be connected with our source. And because they might not have had those kinds of visceral experiences in feeling it flow through them.
Yeah, that's why we always keep returning to the breath. Because, you know, God breathed life into man. Our breath is the link with the divine. It links our body with that spark of life and energy that is life.
I'm so glad you said that.
We always want to return to the beginning after going through this process. And as we go out into the day with this meditation, to remember always to stay aware of the breathing. I have a website, johnselby.com, where I have loads of beautiful videos for free where I'll actually guide you through this process. And that, you know, it's best to approach it with the book as a 12-week process. Really spend a week with each of these focus phrases so that you fully, you know, learn them by heart and make them yours.
And really chew on the book, too, because there's so much in the book that helps climb into
this
these.
Book, you know, this book was the first book I wrote not typing, but using voice recognition software and talking. And so it came from a much deeper place, actually, than my earlier books.
That's great.
It's a wonderful thing to talk a book.
I know. If I ever do a book, I've done a book, but if I ever do another book, I want to talk it because I'm not good at using my hand or my fingers on a keyboard, and I really understand what you're saying. So we only have a few minutes left, and we have two more insights here. That or steps that actually take us to the other end of the process. So can you talk about that?
Yes. Well, once you've gone through this process in 3 minutes or 30 minutes, but really reach the point where you are open to receive and you feel connected with your source, as you go back out into the world, I feel it's important to state your deeper purpose. Why are you here? What are you doing today? And the 11th focus phrase is this. By the way, you say these focus phrases silently to yourself, and then you're quiet afterwards, and immediately you'll feel the effect.
Yeah.
I am here to serve, to love, to prosper, and to enjoy myself.
That gets you going.
And if you take one of these out of the equation in your day, things aren't going to go well.
Okay.
it takes all four, right, to be a full human being.
Right. So let's say the last one.
Is the call to action. And I wish we could put this up on the Senate wall so they could all see this in big neon, you know. It is this: I am ready to act with courage and integrity.
Right. And I think a lot of people, if it was on the wall, wouldn't want to look at it. Well, we're not judging, but I'm ready to act with courage and integrity. It really gets us going. And since we only have, I've just been notified by my engineer, we only have a minute left. It's good timing to get to the last one. And I think it's so helpful to have these steps, and I really want to thank you for putting this out there. And all of us people who don't do that much meditation in our lives can actually be in a process that is very peace instilling and oneness instilling. So I want to thank you.
We even now have an app that delivers 90-second sort of mini meditations based on these focus phrases, so that just on your mobile you can just immediately get this help, because these really are tools. They're aids.
Right. That's so cool. And the book is called Expand This Moment, Focused Meditations to Quiet Your Mind, Brighten Your Mood, and Set Yourself Free by John Selby. John, thank you so much. This has been such a pleasure talking with you about this wonderful book.
Yeah, you did a great job of presenting it. Thanks for letting us go through all 12.
Oh, good. And thank you. I'm glad we could. And I really appreciate you being on Energy Stew.
Great. Thanks so much, Peter. Right.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at Progressive Radio Network. And I can be reached at peter@heartriver, H-E-A-R-T, river.org. And thank you so much for listening.